Give me a second.
Hello.
Hello, this is Ruben. We spoke earlier. How are you doing?
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good, good. I got the numbers for you. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, hang on.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, shoot.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the maximum term here and kind of work backwards. The max loan would be $170,000. In terms of fees on this program, the first time out, there is an origination fee. It is 2.5% of the loan amount. It comes with interest forgiveness on whatever term you choose. So let's say you do 100 grand over 12 months. You'll still get a great deal. You'll still get interest forgiveness, but I'm going to present to you what I think is the best deal and work backwards. The best deal here is an 18-month term. All right. The reason why is it's your cheapest effective cost of money with keeping the interest forgiveness. Additionally, it gets you the lowest payment. So here's the pricing that you'd look at if you did the full 170 over an 18-month term, okay? So if you did 170, and like I said, the ability to refinance, essentially apply for renewal, comes in at about exactly at 9 months. You can apply at 45% in, but you can't get more money until you're 50% in. So if you did this over 18 months, cool, is your payment would be, for the whole 170, it'd be $593 a day. And let me just double check those numbers to make sure I'm there. So 170 times 1.32, divided by 21, divided by 18. Yeah, $593.65. So actually about $1.50 cheaper than what I quoted you, best case scenario. Interest forgiveness, the full 170. I can, if you want, give you some other terms. But I hope you appreciate my just honesty and professionalism that I do believe this is the best program for your business in these terms.
Well, what's that? So 2.5% of 170,000 is the initiation fee, is that what you're saying?
It's in a one-time origination fee on this program. Generally, the second time out, they'll either have it or even reduce it further. What I tell customers is the truth. I'm really not on the renewal side. This is a complete refinance, but feel free to beat the crap out of our renewals team. They're used to it. And to beat them up for pricing, they want to preserve your business. But it's 2.5% on this program. I can give you the 170 and increase. So like to give you an idea, if you really wanted, if you came to me and said, hey, Ruben, Bank of Cardiff, I want to make sure that I'm getting the full 170, we could waive the origination fee, but then you'd pay a little more per day. And I can give you those numbers as well, okay?
Okay, so 1% of 170 is 1,700, I guess, right?
So, yeah, what is the origination fee? So let me give you the other offer. So if you, the origination fee, I can give you the exact numbers. Give me a second here. It's $4,250. So okay. There's two other options that I can give you. I'm not a fan of doing exotic stuff, but I'm more than happy to give you options. So if you wanted to knock that origination fee down to 1.25%, have it, not a problem. So on those same terms, if you did a 1.25% origination fee, you're looking at a daily payment of $598.14. And let's say you wanted to completely waive it. Not a problem. You're looking at a daily payment of $602. It's basically tomato tomato. Just to give you the cost, it's 2.5% origination fee up front. And if you want to waive half of it, the cost of the loan goes up 1% over 18 months. If you want to waive it fully, it goes up 2% over the life of the loan. So it really just depends on what makes you comfortable. It might be a better deal for you actually to pay a few bucks, you know, to pay actually no origination fee, get the full amount because the pricing's so good. It's actually, both are really good options.
Hey, can you give me the 100 grand 12 month option?
Yeah, I can give you that. So, let's look at that. Let's see. Yeah, I can give it. Give me 1 second. So if we did 100 grand over 12 months, you said, correct? And let me just...
You had 12 and 18. I would want both of those, but if it's...
I can give you 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, but I just don't feel it's appropriate to overwhelm people with options. But yeah, I can give you a comparison on that. So if you looked at a 12-month option on a still discounted program interest renewal, if you paid the 2.5% origination fee, you're looking at a daily payment of, let me see, hold on. You're looking at a daily payment of $488, and if you paid, say, no origination fee, you know, you waived it and just bumped up the cost, it's pretty straightforward. You would be looking at, let's see, $496. And that's the real value kind of proposition here, is that you can access $70,000 more, but your payment is not going skyrocketing. Additionally, if you want to, say, run an amortization or look at the cost of money, I can't stress as much that the 18-month term is a better... The 18 months is a better deal because you're not paying a penalty to go into a longer financing arrangement. The way that most financing works is the longer the money is out, even if you pay off early, the more inherent risk, therefore the higher cost per dollar. In this scenario... Sense. Yeah.
When I get to 50%, or 9 months, I can potentially get more money. Is that right?
You can apply for renewal, and we'll waive all the remaining interest. The cool thing about this program, there's also a discount for paying off early, but it rarely happens. I think the whole issue on this program is this. This gives you options. You might not necessarily need to renew. You might just ride this loan out, and because of the cash flow impact, not need to renew. But if you need to renew, we do offer pure interest forgiveness. I just think this whole, like, I know people are overwhelmed with offers and financing is kind of like going into a dealership and the car finance manager plays with 18 different numbers. I don't want to play with numbers with the customer. I don't want that to be done to me. So I like to people, you know, here are the numbers. Here's why it makes sense. What do you think?
Can you give me the $100,000 18 months and then we'll be done? And then I can
Take it. Oh, yeah, you can take all your time you want of mine. I don't want to just manipulate you. I don't like doing that. I won't. So do you want me to quote you on both? Let me quote you on both the no origination fee on $100,000 and the no origination fee as well as the origination fee. So
I don't think you need to do that. You can give me the origination fee, whatever you want, but I just need a ballpark.
I can give you a number. So... if you looked at $100,000, the daily on that would be $349 without the origination fee. And with the origination fee, it should be, give me a second, it should be $354. I can also...
Can I call you on your cell phone number tomorrow? I need to... kind of mull this over. I need to do a little
Let me give you also the multiplier here. Okay, do you have a pen handy? Because I'm sure if you want to run other numbers, I just want to give you the data you need. So on this program, over 18 months, your rate factor is a one. If you have no origination fee, your factor is a 134. You're paying a 134 with no origination fee, or if you're having an origination fee, you're paying a 132. So in terms of comparison to your 4 loan, it is a lot cheaper, even if you don't renew. It's a lot cheaper. The rate factor on a 12-month term is a 1. Let's see. On a 12-month term, you're looking at a 1.23 without an origination fee. With an origination fee, I'm sorry. Without it, it's a 1.25. So just to give you a cost comparison, on a 12-month term, you're paying 25 cents on the dollars with no origination fee. On an 18-month term, that program is 34 cents on the dollar. So even though that term is 50% longer, 50% of 25 cents on the dollar is 12.5%. So if the loan cost was equivalent, it would be it'd be 37.5 over 18 months. In this case, it's not 37.5, it's cheaper. With no origination fee, you're still at a 134. That's why the 18-month is more attractive. Now, the 170 corresponds to a longer loan. If you do something like, we probably won't sign off on anything like $170,000 over 12 months because it's too much. We'd probably limit that to around 150. Obviously, it's a cash flow based loan, but those are the numbers that you have, and you can take any number. So you can take, do you have a calculator handy?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to say, hey, what would my daily payment be on 150? No problem. You'll take 150, you'll multiply it by 134, and you'll divide it over 18 months and 21 business days per month to get to your daily payment.
Oh, got it. Okay, thanks, Ben.
Yeah, does that make does that kind of help clear up some things?
Oh yeah, much easier. Much easier. So
I'm just kind of doing some odds and ends stuff today, and I'm gonna give this some thought, and I have a meeting with my CPA about something else later today. You know, this isn't on the agenda, but I want to get that out of the way, and then I'm gonna meet my practice manager tomorrow. I like to just show a little respect and kind of get her on board with things. You know, I don't just I'm in charge, but
you want an opinion, of course. You wanted my opinion. You want another opinion. The whole value here is this. If you only need to be
advised... No, it's not really that I want her opinion. I just want to... I'd like to try to bring her over to my side if that's what I think that I need to do. And if she doesn't agree, then I'll obviously... You're right. I do want to hear that, too. You're right.
Yeah.
But
to kind of just give my final thought here, and if my line cuts out, it's just my IP phone. This loan makes sense for the loan amount. This is not a loan that has any value to your business over 30 grand. So the only feeling that I have is, and I'm not here to convince you or detract you from your loan program, I would only suggest using this loan program if you wanted to do something long-term, interest forgiveness, and a significant loan amount. This loan is not created to compete with, like, hey, if you really wanted to, we could go duke it out with someone over 30 grand. Like I just said, I think that's a band-aid solution. This is a problem-solving solution.
I understand.
So, feel free to take your time. Just let me walk you through what needs to fund, just so you have all the data in front of you, so I can hit it out at once. You would come back to us with telling us if you wanted to do this loan program, the amount of money you want to do, and the term you want to do. We would need a payoff letter from Direct Capital. We would pay them off on your behalf. We would send you documents via fax. You'd sign them. You'd send them back to us. There's no real conditions we ask for. We don't ask for profit and loss. We don't ask for any other thing. We verify your signatures, and we fund the loan usually the same day you sign documents.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I think with your FORA program, there's a little more financial due diligence on. We don't even really do a verification call on this. You sign and you fund. It's really straightforward.
Awesome. Okay. All right, thanks, man. You helped me out.
You got it. Hopefully we can...
I feel like I've gotten some things accomplished today. All right.
Call me anytime, okay?
Thanks, though. Bye.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.